As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, it is Monday morning. It's not Monday morning, folks. The sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got all kinds of messages coming in here on the board. Apparently, we can be heard over the break or something. We got all kinds of things happening. We definitely got coffee on the table, and we've got lots of information on the table. Today is Thursday, August the 6th, 2009. If you're all listening on Tuesday, you probably noticed that we didn't come on the air on Tuesday. There was some kind of a snafu or something, but everything seemed to be resolved yesterday with our very special guest, Daryl Everhart. We're back again today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, and we have a pile and a bunch of material to go through. So we're going to go there in a few moments. But let me go through the little rant that we give at the beginning of each broadcast. This is Thursday. It is August the 6th. It is 2009. This is a two-hour broadcast, and the title of the broadcast is Become Vocal Local. I am your host, William Roberts, and again, we're joined by Vicki Davis. Now, I've got market reports basically looking at some very stable activity going on in the marketplace today. We'll talk about that. We've got, like I said, just a ton of material that Vicki wants to share with the audience, things we've been looking at for the last couple of days, really. And so we're going to spend all of the broadcast in that direction. If you'd like to be part of today's broadcast, it's really easy to do. You can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. That's the Austin, Texas local number. You can also, I think it's option two, take Oracle with you mobile. Then 866-841-1065, of course, that's the call-in number for your no-charge free telephone, 866-841-1065. And my email, while my website is down, is bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, become vocal local host at centurytel.net. You can access that if you'd like to send me an email. Of course, always have the same post office box for you every morning, P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You can always send me your letters, your comments, your news, your research, your books, your offerings, whatever. Not asking for any money here, just kidding there, folks. Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, are the micro broadcasters that do carry this broadcast, and I thank them for that. So let's go into the market reports quickly for this morning, get those behind us. There's really not a whole lot of news out there. I got up early this morning, started looking around, and I didn't find much worthy of reporting. But in the market report, the active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading up $5.50 at $968.30. And if you've been following this, gold and silver both are rising. But, of course, as they rise, the dollar falls. That's the way it goes. But the U.S. dollar index, trading at 77.89, is up 32 basis points this morning. So it sort of belies even that. But as we've seen before, this whole marketplace seems to be rigged. There's no making any sense of it. You just kind of have to follow it and see what's happening. I've been trying to keep track of it to see whether or not the bottom is falling out at some particular point, so at least I can tell you when to duck. But in the other precious metals, platinum is trading off $4 at $1,279. Palladium off $2 at $272. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning are interesting. 958.60 for a low, 972.80 for a high, and at $968.30, we're looking at $90.10 year-on-year return on your investment for a 10.25% gain. So that's good news there. The London gold fix was set at 960.75. So it'll probably stay in that vicinity somewhere today. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side and get this broadcast kicked into high gear. Stay with me.
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and welcome back to our Thursday, August 6, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. We've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. I'm joined once again by Vicki Davis. We're our most competent researcher. She's loaded me up with all very kind of interesting information over the evening and the day before. Been busy reading and reading, trying to figure out just what on earth is going on. But as we saw in the market report this morning, gold is trading up $968.30. It's up $5.50. The silver's moved up as well, getting very close to that $15 mark at $14.92, up 25 cents. Anyway, lots more going on in the market report. I was a little bit distracted there in the beginning. Apparently, we're getting some bleed through from our off-the-scenes chatter over out and live across the air, which is quite unusual, but we've got all of the Oracle guru teams, the high-tech people are working on it, and so hopefully everything will go swell today. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. I hope I didn't say anything silly.
Well, I always say things silly. Unfortunately, I wasn't beating the dog or, you know, burning the house down. So all right. Anyway, well, you know, we do have, we've got a couple of different pieces of material on the plate today. Folks, we've been talking about war in the context of everything else, and the more I follow along and capture Vicki's thread on all of this, the more I can understand why she would title so many lengthy articles that way. But we really are dealing with war, basically, the condition of war, the state of war, this continual and perpetual state of emergency that we've had ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared such. Maybe we could take it all the way back to Abraham Springsteen, Abraham Lincoln. Maybe we could take it all the way back to Jorge Washington. I don't know where this rabbit hole will go, Vicki, but we're definitely looking at war in the context of everything else. We've got this military conquest, this dominionist mentality. I don't know, it drives me insane thinking about it. One of the last things I like to think about ever is war, fighting, beating, bleeding, burning, all of this Holocaust nonsense. But that seems to be driving the whole matrix. So everything that is going on out there in the science and techno land, technocracies, everything ever since Claude Henri Duverbroy, St. Simon, and Auguste Comte, this idea of technocracy has been coming on us and at us. Where do we start in all this? What have we got on the plate today, and how can we begin?
Well, one of the areas of research that I did was to trace the history of the NAFTA superhighway. Because for a while there, you know, between 2005, 2006, around there, and 2007, the official media was saying, oh, there is no such thing as the NAFTA superhighway. Well, we all knew that there was, and so one of the things that I did was to do a history of it. And with the help of another friend who actually, you know, went into the congressional record, found references to NAFTA superhighway. But in tracing the history of it, it took a rather interesting turn. It turns out that the NAFTA superhighway, the intelligent vehicle highway system, which that's what it's all about, is the implementation of smart highways, that was coupled with a plan for conversion of defense industry contractors to civilian purpose. It's called Defense Technology Industrial Base Conversion. And basically, I guess what my understanding is that our economy, at least so they said, was based on a wartime economy. And so we had all these defense contractors, and after the Cold War, the idea was to transform the mission of the defense contractors towards civilian use. And so it turns out that the intelligent vehicle highway system technology is the area that they turned the defense contractors on us. And, you know, it's all about surveillance and tracking. And if you look at the fusion centers, the technology that's in the fusion centers for Battle Space America, or, you know, the military battle space, is the same technology, the same system as for the command and control centers for traffic management, for law enforcement, for integrated fusion center surveillance of the territory. So basically they turned the domestic United States landmass into a big battle space, and they're positioning their, you know, strategic lookout posts all around the country. And that was as a result of the transformation of defense industry contractors into domestic civil purpose. So, you know, if you want to shorten that, you could say they turned our military on us.
Well, that's, you know, goes back to Thomas Paine, where, you know, this is what he basically wrote so long ago at the time that he was writing Common Sense, the Age of Reason, and all of that. You know, he basically says that the governments are organized for war, and that war is their whole deal. And when they get done, or they get exhausted, or they get bored of beating hell out of their neighbors, then they turn around and they do the same. They prey upon their own people. And so his comprehension, or his understanding, of course, is colored by all of the governments that were extant at his time. But we see the same sort of thing happening in our generation, our time period as well. one of the articles, the lengthy 66-page PDF article that you sent to me, here has the title, Focus Logistics. And folks, right off the front of this, this is government material. It says joint deployment and rapid distribution, information fusion, joint theater logistics, command and control, multinational logistics, joint health services support, and agile infrastructure. Here's a little bit off the from the forward. If I can scroll down and pick this up, let's see if we can get it. Here we go. It says the focused logistics roadmap chart, and that's those are all caps, folks, capitals. The focused logistics roadmap, the FLR, charts our course for gaining full spectrum supportability. That's underlined in the text. Full spectrum supportability across the range of possible missions envisioned in Joint Vision 2010. Oh my goodness, well, we're just months out, aren't we? It leverages the key enablers of technology innovation, like the word enablers, key enablers of technology innovation and information superiority in linking with the other operational concepts of dominant maneuver, precision engagement, and full dimensional protection. Well, hey, pick that up. We'll get to talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. You know, folks, it's such a blessing to be on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I'm one of many people that are involved with this network. I have probably the least effective role of all. All I do is come in every morning and fill up a couple of hours of airspace. Hopefully we bring you some quality information. And I can tell you there's a lot of stuff happening in the background. You're listening truly to the cutting edge of talk radio. This ain't your daddy's talk radio, folks. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the background today that's somewhat distracting to me. But at the same time, it's completely reassuring because this is the new direction of talk radio. And it's always a pleasure to be joined by Vicki Davis, because Vicki has done some research in the years past that unfortunately just doesn't seem to get out and get discussed. And it's my privilege and a pleasure to have you on air with us, Vicki. Let me go back before I bring you back up to close out this little forward. I think it'll be really helpful for the audience, because what we're talking about in this again is this idea of the focused logistics roadmap. And it's a transformation. It's a public-private partnership, but it's definitely a transformation of the way military and transnationals, all of the corporations and all of the countries, at least in the Western hemispheres, are working together to create this new system. And let me just give this to you again. Again, it says, in linking the other operational concepts of dominant maneuver, precision engagement, and full dimensional protection together, these concepts for future joint operations represent an integrated approach to achieving full spectrum dominance in joint war fighting. So we're organized for war. Our whole direction is war, 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 and more war. You know, it screams out, you know, their belief in the scriptures, if you will, all this apocalyptic stuff, all these, the various and sundry religionists, you know, that are looking for this, return of their saviors, you know, and more wars, and Lucifer jumping out of every bush and all of the rest of that stuff. But they're living this nightmare. And unfortunately, because we're on the periphery of it, we're being drawn into this, Vicki, and it is altering our reality, really, because of the proximity to their reality. What do you make of all of this stuff?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, if they turn your whole country into a battle space, we're in it. And
how can we even avoid it? I mean, because of the desire, I guess, or the drive, you know, when we look at sustainable development, it's all demand, demand, demand. This morning when I was doing my news gathering, looking on the Internet and trying to get up to speed on some of these issues that you brought forward, I found that there was a Princeton study. They're driving the universities towards green energy, green building, green technology, green education. But at the same time, we've got this running constantly 24/7, 365 in the background, where so much of the money, if you will, the little pieces of paper, so much of the focus is on the development of this process. You know, we can't eat this stuff, Vicki. We can't sleep under it. It doesn't transport us around from point A to point B. It doesn't give us any comfort in the middle of the night. What good is all of this stuff?
It's all for control. I mean, that's information systems are for control. And they've redesign of our government, you know, and the federal enterprise architecture. First, let me say, you could call this the age of convergence, because it seems like that everything is converging, you know, military and civilian merging, countries merging, you know, converging. And so they're redesigning computer systems for the convergence. And I mean, into a one world.
Well, you know, again, the words here in this forward to this military document, this was supposedly written. It's printed over the signature of a John J. Kuzik, Lieutenant General USA, Director for Logistics, the Joint Staff, and a John M. Shalek Kashavili, a Polish fellow there, tank commander, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But anyway, this thing, it's over their signature in bold print. They say here in the body of the text, full spectrum dominance. This is just your straight up dominionist mentality right in our faces. It says, the purpose of this roadmap is to outline key joint initiatives that will lead to the desired future logistics capability. We describe six tenets of focused logistics to emphasize a systematic relational approach in developing full spectrum supportability. These tenets are the framework for designing a logistics template in joint warfighting. And then it goes on, here's the six: joint theater logistics, joint deployment and rapid distribution, information fusion, multinational logistics, joint health support services, and agile infrastructures. Given the scope of this effect, the focused logistics roadmap is being developed in phases. And then it continues. And then it goes through the various phases. But, this has nothing to do with the United States of America. This has nothing to do with a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. This has everything to do with this globalist fellow traveler, Illuminati, communistic, whatever, one world socialism. The whole thing just makes me want to just blow chunks, Vicki.
Yeah, well, especially when you realize, now, if you strip away the language, the names of what they're calling their each one of these items on the list, you know, information fusion, joint theater logistics, command and control, joint health services, strip away the military language. If you go back to the G8 summits that occurred in Naples in 1984, going to the Global Information Society, there were 11 pilot projects that were defined to be global systems. And each one of these in the military lingo, in this focused logistics document, corresponds to one of those 11 systems. Okay, and the best example, the easiest example, and I just found this morning, is that NATO is involved in, I've got to find this so that I can tell you correctly. NATO is involved in the emergency response system that they are designing in our country, which is global. It was one of the global systems. NATO is involved in it, and they're saying, you know, that it's for humanitarian response. Okay, here we go. NATO's third dimension. The fundamental roles of NATO have always been concerned with security cooperation between member countries, with partner countries, in political and defense fields. They have therefore been regarded as first and second dimensions of the alliance. For many years, however, NATO has actively pursued cooperation in relation to civil emergency planning and scientific and environmental cooperation. Together, these are regarded as the third dimension of the alliance. So there you go. I mean, NATO is, you've got that global system, you've got the duality of a civilian facade with a military behind it.
And we'll be right back, folks, after this 3-minute intermission. Stay with us.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again our call-in number, folks. If you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, it is 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Speaking today again with Vicki Davis, her website is www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. You really need to go and visit this website, follow up some of the various and sundry links in the articles. Start wrapping our minds around what's really happening in the background. But before we go back to Vicki, I just want to say this, folks. Even though, in all modesty, the young men that are running this network and bringing OracleBroadcasting.com, you know, they rarely ever come out and ask you for any help or contributions. And to me, that's very admirable. This isn't about money. We're not into this for the wealth of it. I receive not a dime. I will not take it, will not accept it. Don't want money. Can't stand this monetary system. So I do everything I do here on my own nickel and for free. But I intend to go up after the broadcast to visit the chip-in banner. There's a new equipment online this morning. I know that it wasn't inexpensive. Folks, if you could just go and visit the chip-in banner as you can and if you can, $10, $15, $50, whatever you can chip in today. Let's show these guys that we really do appreciate what they're doing. I would imagine that some have stayed up all night getting this system running tip top. And so, let's respect and honor that. If you will, audience, I ask you please to do that. Anyway, back to you, Vicki. We're looking at this system basically that has been deployed and it is transnational, and you brought up NATO. Tell us, the audience, a little bit about this change with this Frenchman that is now coming in to pick up an important place in NATO.
Well, yeah, I think probably most of the audience has probably heard about that, but there's going to be a national, actually it's an international exercise, and one of the things that's going to happen is that command of, I guess it's Northern Command, is going to be turned over to some French general. And what I find unnerving about that is that the last time that I know of that American territory was turned over to a foreign general, which just alone I find just disturbing beyond what I can express, but the last time that I know of that happened was on September 11th. And the Colorado facility, I think it's Colorado or Cheyenne, anyway, had been turned over to a Canadian general.
Well, this guy's name is General Stéphane Abriol of the French Air Force, and he's going to take over from the U.S. Marine Corps General James Mattis as NATO's commander in charge of military modernization, the alliance said in a statement. This position has traditionally been held by a four-star U.S. general, and Abriol's appointment marks the first time in NATO's 60-year history that a non-American officer has been appointed to fill this position. So, folks, if you can understand that history really doesn't reflect the recorded history we get in our schools and our textbooks and whatnot, does not really reflect what transpired in the opening decades of the 20th century, back in the early 1900s. But basically, we have made the world safe, if you will, for the spread of international socialism. And we fought in World War I and World War II. We killed off 100 million people, at least, if my estimate would be right off the top of my head. 100 million people were put to death, put to the sword. You know, yesterday we talked with Daryl Eberhardt. We're going to have him back again. We talk about the Inquisitions and all of the death and the mayhem of crusades and crusaders. This mentality stays with us. It's something that we can't seem to shake. And so they really don't care about you or me. They're not thinking about nations. They're not thinking about borders, their boundaries. They cannot stand freedom. They can't stand any of the things that made the people turn out in droves to fight for our independence, if you will, in a very specious war. They didn't turn, you know, they don't give a damn about the people that died in the War of Secession, the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the Civil War. They don't give a damn about that. They don't care how many people die in all of these various conquests. They're grasping for this brass ring of power. It knows no boundary. It knows no religious denomination. It knows no color, tongue, tribe, creed. It's a lust for power, a desire to rule the entire planet. And these people, even fighting amongst themselves, jockeying for position, will do anything they can to achieve this goal. And I'm afraid that it is coming to the point now where there will make a push in the next 5 to 10 years, and the whole planet may go under a new transformed system that will make it impossible for freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom of association, any of the things that we in America hold dear. All of these doors are being closed right now. And so we're looking at this change of command at NATO, something that should never exist in the first place, something that never needed to exist. The wars in Europe were agitated and fomented, just as wars have always been agitated and fomented by the very ones that are claiming harm. So anyway, you know, this is the stuff, Vicki, that these kind of articles, you know, just bring to my mind when we're reading them. This is the most vile and wicked stuff. I cannot stand war. I've been a pacifist all my life when it comes to war, the Vietnam War. You know, when I was going to school, coming through high school, my brother went to Vietnam into the infantry, and it was a cut to my heart that I just, you know, I had to fight against that. Well, every day that he was in Vietnam, I tried to do my best to be on the streets in America to get that war to end as soon as possible. All this nonsense about not supporting the troops and spitting on troops, all that's a bunch of claptrap, as I've shared with this audience. You know, I had the opportunity, I guess you'll say, of spending an afternoon with Jane Fonda and met Tom Hayden. I can't stand this group of people. A lot of the people, the young men and women that I know that were anti-war in the 60s and the 70s, trying to bring that damn thing to an end, were completely loyal to this country. They understood this deception. You know, you go back to John Kennedy being blown away, all of this stuff. You know, this is how we started off, how my life started off, and perhaps yours as well. But, yeah. You know, now here we are, all these years later, what the hell have we learned?
Well, I don't know, but I'm in the 1960s, I never did figure out what the Vietnam War was about, except that there, you know, after doing all this research, there is an interesting correspondence between Lyndon Johnson and getting the Great Society programs passed and the escalation of the Vietnamese War. And the reason I noticed that correspondence was because when the Iraq War first started up, the very first time that they went for the budget for Iraq, it seemed to me like the Congress was being blackmailed for money. For money and for, well, I didn't know at the time, but I think for programs. But it occurred to me that maybe, I don't know, are soldiers being used as pawns? You know, do they, are they sent out to war when the real war is the battle in our country to move us towards socialism?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question whatsoever. This whole idea, you know, Johnson's Great Society, and he certainly, you know, that was not his, he's not the first. I've come across this stuff. It goes back a thousand years and better, but certainly in the last 100 and 150 years, this Great Society thing, there's nothing new with that phraseology. The sociologists have been, ever since Auguste Comte, you know, the whole idea of positivism and the positive polity and the positive philosophy and the positive religion, most folks just don't give any credence to it. As I've studied and studied and studied and read, most of the great thinkers in the last part of the 1800s and through the 1940s, now most of them have passed on, but most of these people ascribe to these tenets this idea of this new positivist dictatorship, the new positive existence where we transition from all of the oriental despotisms and the rulership by priests and the metaphysical class. We come into this new technocracy and it now. We'll be back right after this break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
And we've returned once again visiting with Vicki Davis. We're talking about a lot of really difficult things here today. So much of the news that comes out is enough to just make me want to tear my hair out. So I'll shut up for a minute. Vicki, please pick it up right where you want to go with that, and let's continue along.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to say is that in our Constitution, you know, when it defined that we would have an army and a navy, that was for the protection of the United States. And when our military men, when they join the military, they swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. All of this international engagement, it does not say in the Constitution that their function is to make the world safe. And so all of this international engagement, this merger of militaries and joint operations and turning over command of a military on American soil to a foreign general is unconstitutional beyond, I mean, it's just incomprehensible to me that any military man would do that. And so what that says to me is that our military at the upper reaches has been basically transformed into they're corporate people. They are not military people. And, you know, they are making the world safe for corporations to do business, not protecting the United States and the American people.
Well, we understand from the words, I think it was Truman that said it, you know, making the world safe for democracy. And, you know, at the time that he made that comment, democracy was already well understood as just simply saying code for socialism. So making the world safe for the advance of socialism. It really frustrated my mother when I told her that, in my opinion, World Wars I and World Wars II and Korea and Vietnam and all of this have just made the world safe for the advance of this socialist worldview. And my father's military service and 20 years in the Air Force, you know, he trained B-17 and B-26 pilots through the war and flew the Arctic, basically, he was out in search and air rescue, but they were also working the DEW line, which is the distance early warning system. You know, I've flown around in DC-3, I think it was, or a DC-6, and C-47, I think it was, with him on a couple of occasions, making runs between Fairbanks and Nome, Alaska, and seeing how vast Alaska is from the air, at the altitude those planes could fly at. But, you know, the whole thing about this, you know, making the world safe through war, it flies in the face of reason, to me, Vicki. Yet at the same time, you know, we do have to come back into understanding that this is not just something that if you want to be reviled by something, this is good material to be reviled by. But at the same time, this is happening. It's moving. Lots of energy, effort, and money are being directed at it. A lot of people derive all or parts of their income from supporting or advancing this particular system, as if there's voluntary compliance, as if people think this is the thing that we, you know, beings on this planet Earth, this is what we should do, and this is, you know, what we should invest our time in. I had an opportunity sitting down by a creek one day talking with a good friend of mine, and I shared with him something that had come to my mind years before. But if this is what it takes to drive an economy, if this war system is what it takes to make America tick, then why don't we put a military highway from the manufacturing facilities, and we can line up our jeeps and our tanks and our trucks and recruit military and get marching bands and stuff like that, and we'll just run them from wherever they're manufactured to the Grand Canyon. And then they can, little tank commanders can drive their tanks over the edge of the Grand Canyon and fall to their death, you know, destruction. We could have a recycling facility down at the bottom. From time to time, we could swoop in with a jet fighter and bash it up against the side of the Grand Canyon, and then recycle all of that material, have 10-gun salutes for the dead airmen and the dead military, and, you know, just keep our own insanity and psychopathy to ourselves.
Well, I wish it was just ours, but it isn't. You know, whoever these globalists are, you know, well, I don't know. Maybe it's the CIA. I'm not sure. The CIA, because they're the ones that administered the Marshall Plan, basically. But, you know, whoever is the drive behind pushing this whole global system, they don't have the best interests of the United States, of the American people in mind. They have their own power interests in mind. And they're going for the lock, the global lock on power. And I don't understand why the military men and women would go along with this. Because, you know, they all know individually what their responsibility is. And hiding behind a group doesn't cut it. You know, just because the group says we're going to become a one-world military. No, each and every person that signed onto the military swore an oath to protect the United States. And personally, I never felt insecure or afraid in this country up until the last 9 years. And after finding out what they're doing and all of this, moving the military into our domestic sphere, And they can hide it behind law enforcement and call it civilian, but it is still military. It makes me afraid. Everything that's going on, it's all terror, 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 fear, fear, fear. And it's because the military, they don't have any big armies to fight, so they have to have an enemy. So they created an enemy called a terrorist, you know. And so that gives them the justification to move into the domestic arena.
Well, we've gone through all of these, you know, these raised up specters, you know, back in the time of the Inquisitions and the Crusades and all of this, you know, it was against the heretic, you know, so you can brand anyone and everyone a heretic, and or you brand them, even a heretic, the Muslim, for instance, or something. And we covered some of this when we did the Edward McNall Burns World Civilizations. We went through the rise of this Oriental despotism. But these belief systems, these specious, ignorant belief systems that have been pushed to the fore, that people are willing to live and to die for, to me, again, this is the root of the problem. And as Aristotle said, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. Because they began with illogic and unreason, they cannot help but to end illogically and unreasonably. And so rather than becoming intelligent over the last 2,500 years or thereabouts, we have gone, and I've used this analogy as well, where I believe that one day I went to sleep on the planet Earth, and I woke up the next morning transported to the planet Stupider, and this planet has become stupider and stupider throughout my life. And so if we cannot come to a point where we make an intellectual jump here and stop this insane, divisive, prejudicial, erroneous belief systems, you know, the dualists felt that all things in reality were the creation of evil and fallen angels, and that the only real truth, I guess, the only real goal is to move into this light that would be something beyond creation. But they felt that all of creation was evil. And yet at the same time, Vicki, and having spent years of my life in direct association with all things natural, I don't find anything evil when I walk in the woods. I don't find anything evil on a misty little morning when the deer are out in the pasture and the eagles are soaring overhead. I don't see any of this as being evil. I see this as a blessed opportunity. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side, continue it in the second hour, kind of ranting and raving here, but we will get even deeper as we return. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, of course, and we always have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. And today we're talking about some very interesting research that our returning guest, almost co-host here, might as well say it, Vicki Davis, has brought to our attention, certainly to my attention, in a variety of emails over the last 48 hours or so. We're looking at things that are happening from a Vicki's strong suit here, and all of this is understanding the computing technology that lies behind these various and sundry global drives. We're talking about the military aspects of that today. I hope you'll find it as interesting to listen to as we found it interesting to dig through and read. If you have any questions or comments, you want to jump in at any point in the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do that. The number is 866-841-1065. Again, it's 866-841-1065. And this broadcasting network doesn't run on air. We're not out there running money bombs and buying bass boats or building our lives into mansion-style technologies, but we certainly could use a little bit of extra money from time to time. We've got some new equipment running today. I'm sure it didn't come for free, and the young men that are running this network are not millionaires to my knowledge, so perhaps if you could visit the chip-in banner and kick in a little bit today, it would show our appreciation for getting our servers and all of the things that are necessary to keep this network on the air, so to speak, on the internet, providing the high-quality streams. We have more people. We're almost 24/7, 365 as far as hosts are concerned, folks. You know that that Oracle is not interested in shaping or gatekeeping the information. Each of the various hosts presents sometimes radically different viewpoints, and we're looking at the broad spectrum. We all realize that we're going to need to figure out something better than what the globalists have in mind for us. But going back to this particular document, Vicki, this is a 66-page unit here, a PDF file that we're looking at. that I'm looking.
I have several.
Yeah, I've got like five of them open here on top of my browser, but I'm looking at this one, and here's this figure three. It says process integration, the integration of existing processes. This is a map, or it's a doc, or it's a graphic, if you will. And it talks about the focus logistics, and then it gives you the various parts and pieces. But here's what it says under it. Technology is a critical component of focus logistics. It will pave the way to logistics information superiority in evolving interoperable clusters of capabilities mapped to user requirements. None of this sounds like a moving towards greater and greater freedom and further away from tyranny and control. As we visualize a future where we have a greater superior technical information superior, logistics information superiority, as we continually visualize in evolving interoperable clusters of capabilities mapped to user requirements, all of the creative nature of our best and brightest, if you will, the young people, we ask, you know, how could anybody, you know, swear an oath? Well, I don't know how anyone could swear an oath in the first place, but how can we swear an oath to uphold and defend, you know, support the Constitution? and then turn right around and stab the American people. My question, Vicki, is that with this on our mind, with this being taught to the students, with this being the source of their money, how could we help but to go in further in tyranny? We'll be back right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August 6, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as our affiliates and micros rejoin the broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting again today with Vicki Davis, your website, folks. Get your pencils and paper handy. www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. And it's a very interesting website, always has lots of challenging information on there. As I was ranting away the first and shortest segment of this hour, Vicki, I'm frustrated by all of this stuff. Every time I look at this incredible techno-psychosis and the military or the militarism that lies behind it, it pulls my hair out. But are we actually, I'll just say it, are we so ignorant and arrogant as to think that this interoperable technological system isn't being given or shared with capacity building, as we read in Agenda 21, with all of the nations on the planet, Is China out of this loop? Is North Korea out of this loop? Or are they all in it as well?
They're all in it. But in fairness, I do want to say that the people that are working on all of this, they're working on a very small piece. And they're focused, you know, it's like their thoughts are in a tunnel. And if I had been working on, some of the applications for the fusion center, I would probably have thought, oh, this is pretty cool, you know, coordinates all of this, you know, it's very efficient. But when you're able to do what I have been able to do, what I have been privileged to be able to do, which is to expand my research to get a bigger and bigger and bigger vision of the overall strategic plan, you know, there reaches a point where you know, as the vision increases, the horror of what they're doing increases. And I think, you know, the majority of people that are working on this stuff don't realize the extent, the magnitude of what their little piece is in this whole big picture of a global control system.
Well, you hit it right on the money when you talk about being blessed, you know, in this. I don't know how it happened or why it happened in my life, but to be able to take as many years sabbatical as I have to, for whatever reason, and find myself led into all of this, there's a good side and there's a bad side to it. There's no doubt about it. Life was a whole lot better when I was, you know, just hoeing the beans and mowing the grass and living my workshop dream. But having come into this knowledge, this body of knowledge, and become aware of it, certainly the onus has been placed upon me, I believe, and you may feel it as well. And I know you do because looking at your website, it's a testimony of that. We understand that we can't just hold this information inside. All things are not going to continue as they were in the past through the process of division of labor. And this was one of the early understandings of division of labor. We transitioned from generalists, someone that would know how to make an entire shoe, for instance, to specialists, those who only knew how to make a sole or a heel or stitch a tongue together or something like that. Through the division of labor, it makes it possible so that someone in computing technology can indeed and in fact sit there fulfilling their aspirations. They went to school, they were taught early that they needed to desire to go to school and make something out of themselves. So they went to school and they learned a specific aspect of all of this. Then they turned around, they needed to pay off their school loans, or they wanted to feel as though they were self-actualizing, to use Maslow's technology there. And so they went to school and they got out, they went and got a job and they found a mate and they bought a house and they bought a car, and Wally and June Cleaver just starts to emerge in themselves. They find themselves in this thing, and because you work 40 hour a week and you've got your bass boat or your children or your dog or your yard, you never have, on the weekends, you're not drawn towards any of this kind of research. Everything seems to be okay. You're making good money. You work for the government, or you're working for a university or a foundation or a think tank or a manufacturing company, and everything is great. You're working out in Redmond, Washington, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard. Hey, it's all just swell, and just, you know, the flowers are coming up in the yard and there's green shoots everywhere. But in reality, when we start to knit all these little parts and pieces together, you know, there's where we start to really see the problem. And what do we do? How do we approach this paradigm? How can we communicate to the people that when they are in through this division of labor, whether they're in the military, standing over there in Iraq, driving around in some kind of a weird vehicle, riding over people's houses or mortaring villages to oblivion, how can we communicate to the people that we're going to have to wake up here and shift our paradigm, because we cannot continue to go down this path and expect to survive as human beings?
Yeah, or, yeah, not as human beings and not as a nation, not as anything. You know, it'll just be one big world of gray. And I don't know. You know, I'm doing the best that I can within my limitations. You know, I'm the quintessential computer geek. I like to sit in my room with my computer and, you know, I don't like to interact with people too much, but this is so important that you know, I never really wanted to talk on the radio, you know, and I grew up hearing the philosophy that fools' names and fools' faces are often seen in public places. And so, you know, my ingrained tendency is to hide out in the back room. And so it's a supreme effort for me to talk about this stuff on the radio. And but I'm fine, you know, one-on-one or, you know, writing. That's why my website is just loaded with all my research, but I don't promote my research.
Well, yeah, I've been asked to do more in that regard myself, but I'm not a self-promoting person. To me, none of this has to do with who I am.
Yeah.
I'm completely satisfied to just tell the audience who I am. And folks, it's not a made-up name. It's not a stage thing. I even give you my mailing address. I give you, you know, I am an open vessel in front of the people listening. And like you, Vicki, I couldn't give a flying Lowendo for name recognition or whether, you know, anybody thinks that I am intelligent or ignorant or whatever. I may be the biggest fool in the world to come out like this on the radio. This is almost like swearing out a deposition against myself. I'm definitely telling the rest of the world how I feel about what I see around me. But at the same time, with what we know, how can we not?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, and according to that MIAX report, we're terrorists for doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. Hold on right there. Right there on the MIAX. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us, folks.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we're back visiting with Vicki Davis. And Vicki, as we were going into the break, we had to interrupt you right as you were starting to get wound up in this idea of the Missouri Information Analysis Centers calling the people terrorists, who basically, you know, I like to think of this broadcast as the home of philosophical radicalism. And, you know, certainly the idea here is that freedom is popular, and I believe it does remain the best hope, not just for America, but for all of the people moving towards 100% control of our property 100% of the time, more and more of a measure of freedom continuously. Even the beginning of the Progressive Party, even the beginning of the Republican Party, they were known among political circles as insurgents. They were definitely the radicals. So, I mean, you know, where do we go with this thing? I mean, go ahead.
At the time when they defined radicalism as reading and thinking, it's all over for us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what I do. I just read and I think and I put the picture together that I see, and I write about it, and that's all I do. And it, you know, I have no fear of technology, but I love technology. But what these people are doing with it is an abuse of the technology. They're not using it to help people. They're using it to enslave people.
Exactly. Look at the listen to the words here, and this is out of the introduction. Again, I'm looking at this. I can't even give you the name of this particular PDF file. Maybe you know it offhand, Vicki, but in the introduction it says, to achieve this end, we must understand that the CINC's perspective of his theater of operations and aggressively pursue process and or technological innovations to optimize the warfighter's logistics support. You know, this is all based on this idea of war and rumors of war and endless wars and war without end and 20-year wars and 30-year wars, 40-year wars, etc. The whole concept is aimed in the wrong direction, in my opinion. It's aimed on, it's based on faulty principles. The premise was wrong. It's not to, take care of a nasty situation. I mean, we've focused the last 8 years of our lives, in Iraq and Afghanistan without the least provocation that I've been able to find. Maybe I missed it somewhere along the line, you know, but, without any provocation, we have spent billions and billions and billions, and we've given up so much, and we've built so much infrastructure in this country and around the world based on nothing. Pipe dream, some kind of a smoke and mirrors program that defies logic. But yet, this is the mentality of what we're in here, to optimize the warfighter's logistic support. Even in this document, they talk about joint health services support and so on.
Yeah, well, they have a global, that's what the big push is behind the Obama's national health care. It's not even Obama. You know, I don't know why I said that. It's not Obama's health care plan. It's the same system that they've been building since the decision was made in 1994 to go with these global information systems. In 1993, they were working on a national medical automated medical records system. But then 94 is when Gore took it global. And so, and that's why, that's what the involvement is with the Public Health Service, and why they're doing telemedicine, because in order to have a global health system, you really need to have telemedicine, you know, because there are so many undeveloped countries, places in the world where, and you know, it will be phenomenal if they get computer systems in there where they can have a doctor that's connected to, you know, one of the premier health centers. That's fabulous. In this country, I don't want telemedicine, you know. I don't want to have to deal with a nurse's aide or a physician's assistant who's going to connect up to a real doctor. I want a real doctor, because this is a developed country, and, you know,
I think we can see that, you know, the kind of medicine that we would get, folks, would be just about the kind of representation when you contact one of your U.S. senators' aides. You know, the letter that you're going to get back from them, well, we can certainly understand and appreciate the fact that you have a headache, or that you're having throbbing pains in your spine, and the doctor is very concerned about that, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole global system that they're implementing, it seems like that, you know, they have to make Europe and the United States as the cancerous seat. If they want, you know, if they want to help other countries, great. Build a medical school that's international somewhere. Mm-hmm. Build it in Europe. I don't care. And import people to go, you know, from all over the countries, all different countries, to go to that medical school and take their skills back to their own country. But it doesn't seem to be working like that. It seems like the United States has to be all involved in everything. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's like they're importing Indians here to train them to in IT. They go back over to India, and then they're competing for jobs with us. Well, so we're training our competitors.
Part of the problem,
you know,
in this is the university system. You know, they're really that whole industry in and of itself is you know, one of the largest areas of outgo as far as tax dollars is concerned, goes to support education. There's just no question about it. It's an enormous drain. But at the same time, this is the only way that minds can be shaped. We've read from Bertram Schaffner's Information Control Division report back in after the firebombing of Dresden and Nuremberg, killing off major portions of the German population, women, children, etc. The real Holocaust, as opposed to the smokescreen Holocaust. The whole idea of making sure that from cradle to grave we're involved in this indoctrination process is extremely important. We can't afford to have schools in Iraq teaching medicine, because they might have a breakthrough and patent something that we don't have any control over. So it goes against the transnational ideas in big ways. On this other website that you sent a link on, this Prometheus, there's a diagram here, folks, and it shows an automobile in this vision 1995 of all of the various parts and pieces that they want to put inside an automobile, as far as processors and chips and things like that are concerned, and it blows my mind to even look at it. It talks about a cellular radio, inter-vehicle communications, satellite communications, all of the stuff that's happening in the compartment itself, everything that's happening on the rear axle, the rear gearbox, all of the things that goes on with vision, all of the displays, the voice controls inside the cab, then vision on the other side of the automobile, everything going on, computer chips on the left and the front or right wheels, the drive wheels, engine, the gearbox, there's computers, all of this, roadside stuff, IR vision, inter-vehicle. And I just used the labels around an automobile of all the places that they want to have chips and microchips and sensors. My God, when is it going to stop? This is insanity. We'll be back in a few moments.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned, and I can say that looking at this particular chart, this idea that came up in this Prometheus Basic research program in regards to the microchipping and all of the interoperability that was designed back in the 1955 for the 1995 for automobile technologies. My goodness, folks, I can tell you, it's a surprise to me that people will buy these $35,000 and $40,000 automobiles. But with all of the things that are going on in it, it's no surprise that they've been able to drive the cost up, Vicki.
Oh yeah. Well, when you if you look at this Prometheus vision of smart highways and smart cars and all of and satellite technologies for GPS tracking and all of this stuff. I mean, it is an incredible technology. Now, juxtapose that to the condition of our economy. It's like, you know, they're putting all new radar and fish finder equipment on a boat that has a hole in it. You know, the boat's going to sink, but, oh, no, we're putting all this new technology in there. And that's what they're doing on our highways, is implementing all of this very sophisticated technology. And as our economy is crashing, despite what they say, it's going to continue to crash, despite what they say. And so it makes no sense at all. Actually, nothing that they are doing makes any sense at all in the context of a normal life for regular people anywhere in the world. You know, these elite people at the top that have this global vision, they have a view of the world that has absolutely nothing to do with your life, my life, the life of anybody in Mexico, you know, normal people in Mexico, normal people anywhere. And
yeah, it's absolutely amazing because you know what they're talking, what the usurper advances here in this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act, what's being advanced here in this Prometheus research on automobile technologies, smart highways, and the rest of this stuff. None of this stuff is needed. Okay, need versus want. And when I, a long time ago, came to the understanding that if we could understand sustainable development and take it down beyond the three E's, take it down to its very core principle, it's all based upon demand. In order to sustain growth, in order to sustain economic development, there has to be a continued demand for more things, more gadgets, more gadgets. I like to think of us as having become nothing more than a bunch of crows. We fill our houses up with all these shiny document items, you know, like a bunch of raccoons or something. But here in this technology for the auto, for instance, this thing, these automobiles, of course, we make a mistake, I think, Vicki, and I know that you haven't, but I think the audience might, if we just focus on cars for you and I to go around and about in. Just as with the deployment, as you've shown in your research, the deployment of this interstate highway system, it's really a military and a commercial transport system. It's just we, the dumb people, the consumers, we pay for all of this deployment by buying these products. We buy the GPS unit that you take hiking, and you buy the GPS control unit in your cell phone. You buy paying monthly. You pay for all of these interconnected, interoperable cell towers, the low Earth orbit satellites, all of the tracking technology. Because we buy into this stuff, we fall for these little tippy-tappies and all these gadgets, then we actually are financing the military, industrial, and commercial complex to be able to utilize this technological grid as it comes on us and at us. But the idea of retrofitting American homes to bring them up to these new codes and energy standards and getting rid of all of our appliances, and everyone's supposed to get into the green mentality. And surely with the college programs that I saw this morning out of Princeton and elsewhere, the top 10 green colleges coming on, we can see this transformation, but we're basically being sold a bill of goods.
Right, and for what? Because our economy is crashing. You know, I have a document, some more research on my website that's on the front page. It's called The World Game of Chaos. And all of this technology, the plans for life in the 21st century, that actually began in the 1960s. There were a group of futurists who got together, and they visioned, quote unquote, what life was going to be like in the 21st century. And all of these systems that are being designed were thought of in the 1960s. Well, that was a different era a different time, a different economy. Everything was different. But it seems like, you know, we're the Titanic and we're headed this direction. And, you know, even though we're headed for a wall at the dock, you know, we're going full speed ahead no matter what, because it was planned a long time ago. And it doesn't seem to be that there is anybody that is setting the big picture direction for this country.
Well, you know, your analogy is so good. You know, when we talk about, you know, here we are, we're polishing, we're putting new spars and masts, and we're putting up new sails, and we've got a new anchor, and we've got a new lifeboat, and our vessel, all of the caulking is shot in it, the hull is rotted, you know, we've got a gaping hole below the waterline, our boat's sinking, and we're out here polishing, you know, and this, you're right, because the transformation that happened starting earlier even than the 60s, go back to the beat era and bring it forward from there if you want, through the beatniks and then into the hippies, if you will, the yippies, the yuppies, and on out. But starting wherever you want to start in all of this, there is a moral aspect in it where we lost, if you will, a moral compass. But at the same time, we've lost, I think, a relationship with you know,
reality.
Yeah, you know, Martin Buber, and I reported on that. I might cover that again tomorrow and continue that. The transformation from an I thou to an I it. When we look at the planet Earth and all of creation apart from man, as if somehow or another the human beings, you know, are these fallen angels, this dominionist viewpoint, these fallen angels that just wound up here one day. And, you know, now we've been struggling, you know, in existence ever since. When we separate ourselves from creation, we make a major mistake, I think. But this has been coming, for a long time, to the point now where all men are not at war necessarily against all men, certainly that. But all men are at war with the planet, as if the planet is some hostile thing that's trying to kill us, or that we're trying to kill the planet that we live on, our earthly home. It's insanity.
Yeah. Well, only the green people think that. I grew up in a rural area, and we were in the outdoors all the time. I mean, nobody loved the outdoors more than my family, and I don't know how these people in New York in these urban areas think that they love the earth more than we do, you know, that live out here. So I don't know. I don't understand their thinking. I know there are some people that don't have not people. Corporations don't have respect for the environment.
Well, part of the problem in there is the open hand that corporations have been able to negotiate for themselves, you know, because of their financial ability. They can always buy themselves a seat at the table. They can always buy themselves a lobbyist. They can always buy themselves a politician. And for gosh sakes, they buy themselves countries as well. So, they have that capability. And part of the early, philosophical radical movements in this country, we had an anti-monopoly party at one time when people really started to see that this wasn't the right way to go, and they were quashed. We had an anti-Masonic party early on in our country's development when people saw that these secret societies and fraternities weren't the way to go, and that was quashed. You know, now we've got the sustainable development movement on us and at us, and it doesn't seem as though the people that have any reason and understand this, as if our voices are going to be significant enough to make a difference. And so the anti-sustainable development and anti-green mentality movement would be likely to be quashed. So, you know, I really, and we've mentioned this before, looking forward, if this is not checked, and it's not checked in the very near future, if we can't turn the tide on this, if we can't deflect to be like judo masters and use the weight as a behemoth against itself, if we can't bring this thing to the ground and stop it, it's going to roll right over us, folks. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side for the final segment of today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, looking at various and sundry things coming out of the high-tech world today, coming on us, and at us, as Chris Gerner used to love to say on his American Exposé broadcast, which was how Vicki and I first came to know of each other. But Vicki, before I go there, let me go here. Once again, Vicki's website is www.channelingreality.com. It's channelingreality.com. She's done a whole bunch of research, and it would certainly be to your own benefit to visit the website and find out more about some of the things that she's unearthed, really. I mean, you've dug so many things up. On this Prometheus idea and the automobile with all of these chips and sensors and communications devices, one of the things that I see in this, Vicki, that might help to tie this together. Here's a little, the Prometheus success factors, what was missing. A completion of the vision by, one, feasibility studies indicating missing links in the short to midterm technological development. Two, roadmaps towards commercialization. Three, implementation plans. Four, committed milestones. And five, monitoring status versus the plan. And then it follows and finishes this way. The restriction to joint research activities was necessary in order to allow the application of cooperation in competition, quote unquote. But in the course of time, the necessity of well-defined roadmaps towards development and market introduction becomes obvious, and the definition of milestones and implementation strategies were required. Now, in all of those words, if we can think about this, I noticed on the web this morning, Opel, GM in Germany, they're still wrangling that out. We've got Fiat involved. We've got Ford. We've got Chrysler, all of these very countries, Mercedes-Benz, everything happening. When we open up our marketplace in the in America, in the North America, in the several states, to automobiles imported from all over the world, and the other countries are adding all of these chips and sensors, and they're changing their highway systems and so on, and putting up cameras on every corner, and going into this new global taxation system where we'll be taxed for every mile that we drive and every breath that we breathe and for every drop of water that we drink. As we go into this system, from a global standpoint, standing aside and being keeping ourselves separate from the rest of the world, it becomes increasingly impossible in the minds of the, I guess, the global East. It becomes ludicrous to even think that we could. How could we be so ignorant, arrogant, or selfish to think that we could stand aside and let the rest of the world go down this nightmare and let their Titanic sink? But Vicki, can you see how that, you know, works together?
Yeah, and that's the idea. They're using the technology to tie us together. If you did an analysis of just simply what do the American people need to recover, and you just look at our country, well, what you would do, you would say, first of all, we don't need these high-tech highways. They're too expensive, and we just simply don't need them. What we need are for people to have productive jobs, for them to produce things for sale, and, you know, to revive the economy. So what would you do? You would put up tariff barriers to the extent that you equalize wages with the low-wage countries, you know, so that China doesn't flood our markets with 50-cent-per-hour labor products. All of that TARP money, all of that economic stimulus money that they spent, they wasted it. It's all wasted because they are buying up legacy, what they would call legacy assets, which are part of the old industrial economy, which includes, you know, I don't know what, the car manufacturers or something. But they're doing that with the money, and then they are funding businesses that are supposedly developing green technologies, you know, and smart buildings and stuff like that. But nobody's going to have the money to buy them. Who can? I mean, can you afford to rewire your house for smart technology when you don't even have a job? Or if you do have a job, you might be a clerk at Walmart.
Or work for the government, or work for the military, or work for the police department, or any of these other real non-producing things. And you're right. You know, I mean, there comes a time when there's a certain wisdom in the right use of a tariff. That's one way. But certainly, coming back down and understanding the difference between need and want. You know, a man's wants are endless. You could sit down with a piece of paper and write out a list of everything that you ever wanted to do, to be, to have in your life, and you could continue that list throughout your entire life, and you'd just have stacks and stacks and stacks of all of the wants in your life. But if you sat down and very carefully wrote out a similar list of all of the things that you need, you'd find that you'd probably be exhausted in the things that you need before you got to the end of the first page. And so we're led into our wants. This goes back and picks up with Edward Bernays, the idea of public relations as a marketing propaganda scheme, building these dream desire wants in people's, you know, they want to have fat lips and they want to have white teeth and they want all of these, you know, various and sundry tippy tabbies and all of this other stuff and garments and jewelry and cars and autos and you know, it's an endless list, but it's all being third-partied, you know, it's a third-party relationship. These aren't things that are welling up out of the breast of men and women across America. These are things that are being shoved into your brain subconsciously. You're inundated by it all the time. And I think when you actually do make the break, Vicki, and you step out of Dallas or you step out of New York or you step out of Chicago or Seattle, L.A., and you step into the real world, not the artificial man-made existence with all of the distractions, but you step into the real world, then you can start to realize, and I found this out when I was hiking and backpacking and mountain climbing, you start to realize what you really need to have in Uncle Tom's trunk, what you really need to have in that backpack with you that actually will help you to deal with the adversities that come in the changing 24-hour period of the day, and what you really need to be able to keep going on a day-to-day basis. And it comes down to needs, not wants at all.
Right. Well, and if you look at the whole structure of the global economy, why is China producing junk for us? They have 1.5 billion people. Why aren't they producing for their own people?
That's right. And there's all kind of philosophy that rolls into this, folks. You know, the idea about production for use as opposed to production for profit. We start getting involved with Marx and the others in a lot of this as well. But at some point in here, we're going to have to reawaken our reason, get back to thinking, use some of this logic that our brain is capable of, use our own internal processor, quit relying on somebody else's processor all the time. But you're absolutely right, Vicki. The Chinese need to take care of the Chinese. The Koreans should take care of the Koreans. The Australians can take care of the Australians, the Canadians can take, and let them be all that they can be, you know, to use the military phrase, let them be all that they can be. If I ever were to go to travel in China, when I got there, I'd hope to find Chinese.
Yeah, I know. It's very disappointing when you go to a foreign country and the first thing you see is a McDonald's.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was one in France, and I thought, oh, boy, how disappointing that is. You know, French food, the best in the world, and here there is a McD's. But, people that are in business, they should make a profit, of course. But they don't deserve to make a profit at the expense of people living in a country. Walmart imports all this junk. I don't care that Walmart makes money. I care that there are people that live in this country that are homeless, that need a job, that should be employed in production facilities producing for ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
And the whole idea of exporting the Echo line, for instance, all of the various and sundry kitchen gadgets, we export all of this sort of stuff, and when we do that, folks, we close up our tools, we close up our technology, we stop bringing resources to the marketplace, and as a result, we just become poorer and poorer and more enslaved. Well, Vicki, we're all out of time for today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here again on Tuesday. I think we had a good broadcast today, and it'll be in the archives, folks. And remember, do visit the Chip In banner if you can, and as you can, this network can certainly use support today. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.